Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our discussion today is getting past the past.
Important topic, because so many people live in the past and rely on the past to evaluate the customer's needs, but the customer's present needs might be different than their past needs.
Customers have the ability to evolve. They have new business activities that we may not be aware of.
That's right. And Bill, you were talking earlier about some customers you had whose needs changed and how important it was for you to evolve with a customer.
It's easy to make assumptions about what your customer is doing. In that case that you're referencing, I had a customer that had a different business unit and I was not aware of it.
And you made assumptions about the customer's business based on your past experience.
Correct. I had preconceived notions about their total activity.
So what turned the light bulb on for you? What made you evolve?
Well, it's a discussion, asking questions when I was in for a call that led me to that information. And then I explored this wonderful World Wide Web and got all kind of great information.
Okay. So even though you had preconceived notions about what the customer needed, you still went through that question asking process just to make sure that there was nothing you missed.
That's true.
And in this case, there was something you missed and you were able to discover it.
Correct.
So you really got past the past in this case.
Yes. It's very easy to assume that your customer has one type of activity.
Well, especially if you've been dealing with them for some time and that's the only activity you've been involved with. And I think it's human nature to base our future activities on past activities that have worked. So the whole point here is, even if past activities have worked, take a good look. There still might be room for more opportunity. As you said, Bill, there's always room to evolve.
That's true. And it's important to do your homework.
Yes, indeed. So, if you liked our podcast,
tell your friends.
And please subscribe and stay tuned for the guided meditation coming up next. And please don't do this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention. This meditation is designed to help you keep your attention in the present moment without judgments, without thoughts about the past or the future. So to get started, please take a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column and without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. See if you can bring your attention to the way the air feels as you breathe in and out. You may want to notice the coolness of the air as you breathe in, and its warmth as you breathe out. Or you may want to notice the feeling of your chest rising and falling with each breath. Whenever your attention wanders to thoughts about the past or any thoughts at all, gently bring your attention back to the way your breath feels, moving in and out of your body. Next, how does your body feel where it connects with the seat beneath you? Take a moment to notice. And finally, bring your attention to what you might hear around you. Are there any sounds of voices or traffic or wind blowing, clocks ticking? If you're in a silent space, see if you can even notice the sound of your breath moving in and out of your body. And know that you can pause any time throughout the day and bring your attention to what you're feeling or hearing, or really bringing your attention to any of your five senses as a way of bringing your awareness to the present moment.